Russell Vogt is one of the key architects behind the conservative right-wing blueprint called Project 2025, and President-elect Donald Trump has tapped him to lead his Office of Management and Budget for a second time. If confirmed for the position, Vogt would have significant influence over the federal government, as he determines the president's budget. Environmental advocates such as David Keeve with EDF Action, the advocacy partner of Environmental Defense Fund, calls Vogt unqualified. Keeve says Vogt could spell trouble for the environmental progress made around the country and in Utah.
And I know how important the Utah natural environment is, not just to Utah's position as being the host of the upcoming Winter Olympics, but also to the state's travel and tourism industry and its whole economy.
Keeve says Vogt has demonstrated he intends to get rid of the congressionally mandated National Climate Assessment, a report produced every 4 years to assess the impacts of climate change. Keeve contends that should be cause for concern for anyone that believes that what makes Utah so special is its natural environment. But Trump argues Vogt did a good job under his first term and was able to cut 4 regulations for every new regulation. As the country grapples with the impacts of climate change, most recently the devastating fires in Southern California that have left multiple dead and many displaced, Keeve wants to remind folks of Vogt's actions last time he was in office.
As President Trump's Office of Management and Budget Director, had a heavy hand in delaying federal disaster assistance to Puerto Rico after a number of the extreme weather events that they've dealt with. This is not just objectionable, it's really morally reprehensible.
Trump will be sworn into office on January 20th. Keeve says the Senate is currently holding hearings to vet various of Trump's nominees so that the president can fill key roles. Keeve contends outside advocates and concerned citizens also have their role to play.
Asking tough questions and making sure that nominees who President Trump has put forward are well qualified for these offices. We've asked our own tough questions about Russ Vogt and found that the answer was unequivocal. He is absolutely not somebody who should be in a position of power.
For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.